In Redstone last year, the crystal was flowing at only 50 CFS on today's date, whereas today at Redstone, the river is flowing at 299 CFS. The average up there is 100, so we're significantly higher up there as well.
And you actually went down to check out the crystal and see this.
Yeah, this morning it had been raining all night, and so I had a hunch that it was going pretty large, and so I was able to get down to the hatchery bridge and take a photo and stand by the river. And it was pretty awesome to see fresh snow up on Sopris and then see the river flowing at a rate that this year it flowed at that rate in May. So to have similar flows to May is very, very peculiar and unusual and surprising, I guess.
Considering that it was so low last summer, is this a good change?
Yes. Getting moisture in the system any time of year is important and is a good thing for the river. The river's not used to it. It's at an unusual time of year to have this much fluctuation in the stream. It's definitely a good thing for a number of reasons. The temperatures of the water are staying incredibly cold, which keeps the oxygen levels high, which keeps the fish happy. Also, the soil moisture content in our whole watershed is definitely going up, and so to have increased soil moisture going into the winter is probably a really good thing, so that in the spring when the snow melts, we'll already have that bank of moisture in the ground. Also, recharging the water table is an important piece of the story. All this recharge is definitely for our groundwater and our aquifers and so forth, is a great way to end the summer. Usually this time of year, we're struggling for moisture, and it's usually really dry this time of year. So there is potentially one detrimental side to all this water coming down the rivers right now. People have probably been noticing all the sediment in the rivers and all the mud. I know the Crystal River last week flowed so thick, it was thicker than chocolate milk. So all this erosion that's happening is bringing all the sediment down the river. The rivers potentially are not going to have the power to actually push that sediment downstream without those really typical high flows that usually come in June or late May. To move that sediment downstream, we may start seeing more just sediment at the bottom of the river, and that could have detrimental impacts to aquatic life.
Sarah, thanks so much.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thanks for having me.